Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we want is a system that liberates individuals as meaningfully and as broadly as possible. That should be our guide.
That's classically liberal.
It is classically liberal, and I believe it is also actually liberal, and it is a perfect match for what I find my many conservative friends believe as well. That this is the metric that we can use to test any system that we put in place. Does it liberate people, or does it constrain them? If it liberates them meaningfully over the long term, it's a good thing. What they have recognized is that they have no use for us. And I wish that was an exaggeration, but you can see this so clearly in what they did to the public over COVID. I don't think we really have any choice but to rescue Western civilization. It is the best tool we've got, always has been. It's not to say that it can't use upgrading here and there, but we have to save it because your children, my children, and all of the grandchildren that we might ultimately have are depending on us to do it. And the idea of hypernovelty is that although human beings are the fastest evolving animal species that has ever existed, and that is largely the result of the fact that we evolve in a different way. We are actually able to evolve culturally, which is much more rapid than genetic evolution. But even though we are the fastest evolving animal species that has existed, the rate of technological change is so fast that even our evolutionary capacity...
We can't catch up.
We cannot keep up, and that is resulting in us being sick, physically, psychologically, socially, and what you're detecting as the collapse of civilization is really a manifestation of many different kinds of hypernovelty that is making it difficult for us to see what's in our interest. They are gambling with a planet that isn't theirs to destroy, that is actually, it is the birthright of every living person, and it is the entitlement of all the people who will eventually live here. They are gambling with it, and they obviously don't know what they're doing. It is likely that many of the deaths that occur as a result of these shots, it's the result of the mRNA platform itself. That anything you loaded onto that platform would produce many of these pathologies, because the platform itself is deeply flawed.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and support the InfoWars.
If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything here!
We're aware of your activities, trying to muzzle the American people and gaming your search results. Google is evil.
We now take the challenge, not to censor like you do, but to stand against you and to fight even harder for our birthright that you are trying to steal!
Remember this. You killed your profession by becoming nothing but mercenaries for the globalists, and people know that you're fake news, many of you. Now, with you trying to kill the First Amendment, you're making yourself true villains.
You've declared war on the First Amendment. You've declared war on free speech.
Since when are hundreds of doctors unable to have press conferences in America?
Right.
They take it off YouTube, they take it off Google, they take it off Twitter, they take it off Facebook. There is a giant crackdown that even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the internet and communicating with each other. Just like communist China.
I'm here to expose this fraud. I'm here, just like in Congress has hearings about me, I go there. And I get in their face and I expose the truth, and that's what I'm going to do.
We had over 40 million subscribers on Apple. That was our biggest thing with my three podcasts. Those were all banned.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Jones. Please stay with us. Big transmission lined up. Back in 60 seconds.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Information to cover today. We are 265 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 33 seconds out from the most important election in world history. And I intend today to open the phones up again throughout the full transmission. Wow. I've got to get to all this. This is all so incredibly important. They have passed in the Senate the giant Ukraine Israel bill that they call a border bill. They say it's going to be stopped in the House. I don't know. Chuckie Schumer is beside himself with glee and really thinks that it's going to pass the House. We've got that information. We also have incredible clips from both Klaus Schwab and Tucker Carlson at the annual World Government Conference in Dubai. And Tucker Carlson went into the lion's den and basically repudiated the New World Order. Klaus Schwab went even further, saying, we're going to take over your minds with AI and with microchips. That's why there's so much criticism of Musk and the whole Neuralink situation. You've got all of that. We have a bunch of election fraud news. It's taken years for all these lawsuits digging in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona and other battleground states to come out, and it is amazing what they're discovering, that the feds were basically running the election fraud. Of course, I said that day one. They didn't get all these groups to commit crimes coordinated around the country without being given a green light. They were going to be protected. So we have all of that information. Also, from Australia to the UK to the US to every Western country, the announcements are being made to further shut down the final coal power plants, which mainline analyst groups and the energy coalition say won't just cause blackouts. You won't be able to run your washing machine, your dishwasher, the air conditioner. But they say, don't worry, all those smart meters they put everywhere, they'll gauge the grid and tell you when you can use it. I remember 20 years ago reading documents how they were planning this. There was national news stories saying I was a liar. Well, here it all is. So I want to get the archivist, does a great job, to go dig in and get some of the clips where I predicted this. The problem is he'll come back with an hour-long clip, which is fine to post a Pandot video, but I need a short clip up front. It's a couple minutes of me predicting it, and then we can just use that on the show. But It's already happening. So that's a huge area. Maria Z from Australia is going to be on the fourth hour with a senator over there because they're trying to pass a law to make it the law that you have to have this. Just like Biden got a law passed 3 years ago and they tried to repeal it and it failed to put kill switches in all the new cars to track and control where you go, what you do, and tax you as well. And now California's trying to pass a law to make all cars have it. So the control grid, is going into place big time. There is so much I want to get into today, but there are several stories here out of the gates that are bigger than just the stories by themselves. And what I mean by that is it really shows you the problem in society, but also how to fix it. And the two stories are this. One of them is the talking point that is literally everywhere. I probably saw it without looking. I was just scanning through news. It was just everywhere. 100 corporate articles, dozens of newscasts. I didn't watch the newscast, but I read the headline saying Tucker's a traitor. Tucker's been radicalized in Russia. Tucker hates America because he says our cities are collapsing. And he says that Russia is a lot nicer. Well, Tucker's saying he's sad for America and wants to fix things and is saying it's deliberate, the plan to sabotage our country, which we know. They're literally cutting off the energy, cutting off the police, cutting off the services while bringing in 22 million illegal aliens the last 3 years and telling people to house them and then giving them government money to keep them. That's the big part of the equation with all these news articles from Texas and Massachusetts and Illinois and New York and California that are in my stack today. Played a few yesterday. Oh, they're such humanitarians. They're taking a family from Haiti into their house, or a family from Syria, or a family from Mexico, or a family from Venezuela, or a family from Congo. They're being given taxpayer money as Democrats to sit there and warehouse them like they're foster kids or something. So we've got all of that. We've got so much. And now it's turned out that it is a woman to a man. The police wouldn't tell anybody, so no one knew. I looked at it, so it looks like a woman to a man. Turns out I was right. With the would-be mass shooter that died in a gunfight with off-duty police. The Lakewood church shooter identified as woman to man trans. The Iowa high school shooter identified as radical rainbow activist. The Nashville shooter identified as trans. Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary. The Denver school shooter identified as trans. The Aberdeen shooter identified as trans. One thing is very clear. The modern LGBTQAP plus movement is radicalizing activists into terrorists, and it's only getting worse. Oh, but they're forced to do it because they're downtrodden, and the Houston police are being criticized for almost a day for not saying what it biologically was. And it was a lunatic woman, a known schizophrenic, an illegal alien, who had a giant rap sheet, including torturing her own children. But that's okay. Because there's plenty of room in the Democrat Party, New World Order, transhumanist tent for every lunatic marching the face of the earth. So that really shows you how they don't want you to say the problems, and when you point out the problems, you hate America. But it's the left that says America sucks and should be brought down, and that's why they're making you hate it by bringing it down with a Cloward and Piven 2.0 strategy. So that's one area I'm going to get to first, with Tucker and his clips from the World Government Summit. And I saw some peons saying, oh, look, Tucker's at the World Government Summit. He's one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been invited to these things. They want to co-opt. This is not working. What matters is what you say at the conference. So this idea that just because someone's spoken at the WEF or somebody's spoken at the World Government Conference that's partially sponsored by them is preposterous. And people say, oh, look, Trump went to the WEF. He's one of them. No, they're absolutely out to get Trump. He flies in the face of their agenda. But what a lot of activists aren't ready for, that's why I harp on this, is are you ready to win? Are you ready to win? I mean, I'm not the toughest guy around, but I grew up in Dallas, and it was rough. People fought like the devil there for just almost no reason. I never started fights, but I always finished them, and I won about 99% of them. I've been in hundreds of fights. And I learned real quick, if you don't fight to win and just fight to literally beat the hell out of somebody, you're going to lose. If you sit there and hit somebody and then see the effect it had and have something, you got to decide to put them on the ground if they're attacking you. It's the same thing with our movement. We're not going to physically attack anybody unless we're attacked. But we've got to fight to win and go for the jugular. And what the globalist is pushing, what the globalists are promoting and pushing, is absolute pure evil, flies in the face of common sense and biology, and is like selling people cyanide. A lot of folks don't want to commit suicide. They don't want it. It's like selling sand to people in the Sahara. Okay? We're selling lemonade in the Sahara. Freedom is popular. So if we just have confidence and promote freedom, we're going to win, people. You know, I see the comments out there, and it doesn't bother me. I know people are weak-minded. Some people are, or they want to feel like they're the only good person. Oh, Jones is controlled opposition. He would have never been so successful if he wasn't secretly funded. I started out on Access TV 30 years ago in April. I've done that.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are the most listened to, not by the people, but by the decision makers. We're listened to at the highest levels of the CIA. We're listened to at the highest levels of the Special Operations Command in Tampa, Florida. We are listened to in Russia at the highest levels. We are listened to in Japan. I had the vice president of Japan on once saying, I woke him up about 9/11. That was like 12 years ago. And to show you how ignorant I am, I didn't really totally understand Japanese politics. They don't call it the vice president. He was the leader of the party in their parliament. And I knew who he was and saw he was speaking out against the New World Order. So I told my producer, call him, get him on. And he wasn't insulted, but they're all about proper things. I didn't even introduce him properly when he came on. I thought, oh, this is a leader of their parliament. That was the vice president of Japan. And he came on the show and talked for 30 minutes about, or an hour, about the New World Order. We ought to find that and put that back out. So what I'm telling you is, we've been having a giant effect forever. And that is because of you and your support. So everything I'm going to cover here today is critical information, but it's also important to pull back and admit when you're in the lead, when you're the fastest car, when you're a lap ahead of everybody else, that we're being gunned for. So I don't like to sit up here and announce we're the best there is. This operation, it's not just me. This little ragtag operation, like it always is in history, is the best there is. And the enemy knows that and admits that. In Congress and in their reports, both public and private, and that have leaked, they say Jones is the worst. He's the prophet of the liberty movement worldwide. He has got to be taken out. Remember, Time Magazine and Newsweek, decades ago, called me the mad prophet of the Tea Party. And that really is kind of the archetype I play. And so we have to sit back and understand that I'm a regular down-to-earth guy. And I don't put on airs around people. I'm not on a power trip. It's the opposite. And neither do you. But it's not a power trip or an imperious nature you need. And you shouldn't be arrogant around people that you've been right for years or decades. I'm talking about you, because you're this show. You are this show. All right? You're not like the tail. You're the whole dog, as I say. And when you're around neighbors and friends and family and employees and bosses and everybody and at church, you're the people, old, young, Hispanic, black, white, beautiful people. I know you. I see you on the street. I run into our listeners. And they can be black or white or old or young. You've always got electricity in your eyes. You're alive. You're not in a coma like the people shuffling around that are zombies. So we're not a society divided into black and white. They want to make us divided into that. We're divided into who's awake and who isn't. We're divided into who's got the sparkle in the eye and who doesn't. And that's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is having that sparkle and being the leaders. Because I'll be completely honest with you. I have become so anti-ego, and I've lost so much of my ego, that I purposely have suppressed the sparkle in my eye. Because to me, to act like that has a little bit of a Hollywood flavor to it. But they're a copy of that, you see. They're trying to have the sparkle, a fake sparkle. And God's really impressed on me. No, Jones, I want you to bring the sparkle back. I want you to bring the fury back. I want you to bring the focus back. Not the anger, but the determination to others and that spirit the enemy fears. That is just a tiny ray of light from God's consciousness shining through me and shining through you. And so we've already done epic things together because of God working through us. And I just want the listeners and viewers to know, especially people that spread the word and pray for us and buy the products and have supported us, that you really have kicked some New World Order arse. And we really have come incredibly far together. And we need to recognize that and understand that we have the signet ring of authority. We have the scepter of resistance. God chose all of us together for this time. And it's epic, and it's powerful, and it's beautiful. But we're in an office at this time. We've been given this power to resist evil. So let's recognize we've been given the ball by God, and let's carry it down the field, and let's not be arrogant, but let's be authoritative and determined and in charge to right the ship, because we are the authority. We've proven we're right. We've proven the system is a weapon against us, and we're here to take it back. Here's a short clip.
You know, it's the Alex Jones was right meme. Like, you realize how many times that guy's been right? Like, how is he so good at predicting all these things that are happening? Because the guy's balls deep in it all day long.
Yeah.
You could call him right now. It's like, I'm doing the documents on the marina research right now. It's just sick. This is what they're doing. This is the plan. I talk to him all the time. Like, we text each other. Every time something's crazy, I'll text him. Like, what is this? And he'll send me all these documents.
He's talking about, I saw something he said the other day about, you know, you got to have somebody in case they turn the power off, turn the water off, do something.
Well, there's a lot of people that think that, including me. Because if I was a foreign government and I wanted to cripple America or kill the power grid, we'd go feral in 2 weeks. It would be chaos in 2 weeks. As soon as people don't have water and food and their children are starving, people go crazy. They start eating dogs. They start shooting deer in their neighborhood. And then that runs out. And then they realize they don't know how to keep food good. You know, when it's hot out, they don't know how to get water. They don't know how to treat water. It could get real bad real quick. We are not self-sufficient, even remotely. There's small pockets of human beings in this country that are self-sufficient, but if you had to guess how many people could survive off-grid if everything went haywire, it's like 1%, which is probably what happens when there's a massive catastrophe, when some sort of a global catastrophic event, like a super volcano or something along those lines.
Another younger
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, it's probably 1% of the people survive.
It's probably what happened back then, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I've always said is the reason why if you go back, look at, like, ancient Egypt. Look at how insanely sophisticated they were. And if you subscribe to the Graham Hancock and Randall Carlson's perspective, which I do, which is that at one point in time, there was an incredibly sophisticated society, probably more sophisticated than we are, that lived in Africa, in Egypt, and that those people were probably in a different direction, but far more advanced than we are today. And then they were wiped out. And then go after that. So if you're talking about 11,000 years ago, 11,800 years ago when they got wiped out and it just, you know, we're down to like 1% of the population. Think about what history looks like when you go back 4,000 years, 3,000. It's barbarians.
Joe shows how informed he is. That's Pentagon estimates of 1 to 5% are totally self-sufficient, depending on the region. It's about 3% on average. And the other 95% will eat the people and take over their facilities in the first few weeks, and then we're down to zero. And then you look at the globalists turning off the infrastructure, saying they're going to cut it off for us and depopulate 95% of us, or from 8 million down to 500 million, so 90-plus percent. And like Professor Dr. Brett Weinstein said, we're in it tomorrow, he said he's analyzed the whole thing. They're going to all be destroyed too. Yeah, that's because there is a satanic transmission that they're literally receiving saying, do this. And when you read their literature or the Davos group, even this year, they had a huge mural of Satan eating babies on the wall while they ate dinner. A huge thing that they just stared at and loved. I mean, I'm telling you, call it aliens. But they interdimensionally are programming these people to kill everybody. See, aliens don't fly with flying saucers and blow us up. They transmit through the time-space continuum and program weak-minded people to serve them. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a loud form of information. 50,000. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Oh, yeah, we're on quite a few 50,000 watt AM stations. We still got big audiences. We love all those listeners. And remember, when you're listening to radio on AM or FM or watching TV, there's UHF or VHF. It ain't watching you. Wow. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, nothing watched you. TV didn't watch you. You watched it. Now it's all two-way. Like the Palantir in Lord of the Rings, it sees both directions. And I mentioned this earlier. Now let me get into both these stories. I mentioned one of the stories that if you understand that story, you understand it all. The demonization of Tucker Carlson for saying the social contract's broken. Our government could have clean, healthy cities, cheap energy. They don't want it to collapse society. Russia's different. Dubai's different. He points it all out. It's a decision. And the left admits that. And then he's a traitor, not for the ones actually doing it. No. The person trying to stop it's the bad guy. And then look at this Fox News story. This started about 2 years ago. The British Ministry of Defense and MI6 said 1984 is a terrorist manual and should be restricted to people, and we should watch people that buy it or read it. I've got Fox News today saying this. I know it doesn't sound real. That's the tyranny level. But in this latest report, Fox News quotes new press releases by the anti-terrorism groups in the UK saying, oh, when you read Brave New World or you read C.S. Lewis, the Screwtape Letters, or Tolkien, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, that it makes you not like your current government. So we have actual dystopic governments who use 1984 and other dystopic novels like Brave New World as a blueprint. And Huxley said it was a blueprint. His brother ran the UN. He should know. He wrote Brave New World in 32, admitted it was a real plan in 61, Brave New World Revisited. And now if you want to read it, you're a terrorist. Oh, but if conservatives don't want pro-pedophile books for 10-year-olds in school, we're book burning. No, not letting children go in a liquor store or join the military or go in a porno shop is not censoring the porno shop or the liquor store or a tobacco shop. We've decided as a culture they can't make adult decisions to hurt themselves yet, so we're not going to let them. And the whole leftist movement is about getting rid of innocence and getting in there with small children before they've learned to navigate the world and ruining their lives. So look at this report. It's a long one. I'm not going to read the whole 8 pages, but woo! I mean, the most damning part is the British government saying, these books radicalize people because they're powerful literature that teach you to want to stand against evil and that teach you to recognize the cut of the jib. You can look at a ship back in the sailing days and tell off that key sail and how the sails were hung, what type of captain or group you had, or the ship was meant to go fast, or if a crew were slobs, the cut of the jib. And this teaches you the cut of the jib, and it does it in an entertaining way. So they can't have all this dystopic, weak entertainment that just lowers your understanding if there's all this fine literature out there. And so they're at war with fine literature. C.S. Lewis, Tolkien, Orwell, among works tagged as triggers for far-right extremism by anti-terrorism group. Fox News. Author Douglas Murray said dogmatic attitude of UK elites has also infected the U.S. Well, it's not dogmatic, we're taking over. Father Douglas Murray sounds off on the rewriting of American history on Fox and Friends, taking down Thomas Jefferson. But boy, you pull it down, even kill somebody when it falls on them, that's great. But you knock down a cheap tinfoil Baphomet at a state capitol, you're going to jail for 10 years because the government values that. A government anti-terrorism unit in the UK has reportedly flagged key English literature as potential triggers for right-wing extremism, leading one author, well, just one author, whose work is on the list to bash the agency's strategy. Their strategy. Not a strategy to help us, a strategy to enslave us. Classic authors such as C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, George Orwell, Joseph Conrad, and Aldous Huxley were included on the list of potentially problematic texts compiled by Prevents Research Information and Communications Unit, according to The Spectator. Other authors whose work is allegedly shared by people sympathetic with the far right and Brexit also reportedly includes Thomas Hobbes, John Locke. Oh, can't read that. Edmund Burke. Oh, no. Thomas Carlyle, Adam Smith. Oh, my gosh, the invisible hand. And William Shakespeare. Oh, that William Shakespeare, baby. Gotta go after that. They have the prevent duty, a component of a broad counterterrorism approach, multi-agency known as CONTEST. Its primary objective is to deploy preventative measures to decrease the risk of terrorist threats, which encompasses the prevention of individuals from being enticed into terrorist activities. So bring in 20 million Muslims and let them run around and have pro-Hamas rallies and burn stuff. But boy, don't you read 1984. Because when you read it, you're going to go, holy smokes. We're starting to live this. This sounds like what I see on the news. The classic anti-tyranny texts of our age. Are thought crimes. They're to be restricted. They're going to be controlled. They are to be verboten. And then America's top journalist, by a long way, nobody in the journalistic space has 10% of the views and listeners of Tucker. My daughter likes Tuckers. She's hung out with him a few times at lunch and breakfast with him. And he calls him Tukey or Tucky. But the point is, Tucky dares go and report on what's really going on and point out the obvious, so he's the bad guy. Just like J.R.R. Tolkien and George Orwell and Aldous Huxley are verboten as well because they come from an age of common sense and can recognize evil. So when we come back, I'm going to play some clips of Tucker talking about this and what's got the establishment so upset. And then we're not taking phone calls today. We'll do that coming up later in the week. We're doing a Spaces in the second and third hour today on Real Alex Jones on X. And the great living legend, super patriot, super brain, G. Edward Griffin, will be joining us coming up in the third hour. And you'll be able to ask questions on Spaces of G. Edward Griffin. We did a Spaces late last week and took phone calls at the same time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Simulcasting this live syndicated radio / TV show on X, Real Alex Jones on X Spaces. And we're going to take live comments via that system today. So if you're a regular listener and you're on X, formerly Twitter, and you want to be part of that, as soon as that goes live, the next few minutes at Real Alex Jones, you'll be able to go in there and listen to the show that way. And we'll try to get to as many of your comments and statements as I intersperse news next hour. And then G. Edward Griffin's joining us. She'll be able to ask him some questions or make some statements. And talking about a living legend, I mean, best-selling author, filmmaker back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, just incredible, just a living legend. So love G. Edward Griffin. And anytime we can get him on, it's a real treat. And so I look forward to that coming up here in just a few minutes. All right, I got all this other news to add. Military news, you name it. But let's get back to what I was talking about with Tucker Carlson. Why is it that you can take a subway in Moscow, Tokyo, Singapore, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and not worry about getting raped, but not New York or anywhere else in the U.S. now? Tucker Carlson asking the questions MSM refuses to ask, and for that he's being called a traitor. He went on to talk about what he learned from the Putin interview. I want to get to some of that. He talked about why Moscow is so much cleaner and nicer and how it makes him sad. Remember, I told you before the interview broke that Tucker was going to make that main point. And so there he is now making that point. I've got two short clips on him talking about that subject. Go ahead and roll them back to back.
What was radicalizing, very shocking and very disturbing for me was the city of Moscow, where I'd never been, the biggest city in Europe, 13 million people. And it is so much nicer than any city in my country. I had no idea. My father spent a lot of time there in the 80s when he worked for the U.S. government and barely had electricity. And now it is so much cleaner and safer and prettier aesthetically. It's architecture, it's food, it's service than any country, city in the United States that you have to, and this is not ideological. How did that happen? How did that happen? And at a certain point, I don't think the average person cares as much about abstractions as about the concrete reality of his life. And if you can't use your subway, for example, as many people are afraid to in New York City because it's too dangerous, you have to sort of wonder, like, isn't that the ultimate measure of leadership? And that's true, by the way, it's radicalizing for an American to go to Moscow. I didn't know that. I've learned it this week. To Singapore, to Tokyo, to Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Because these cities, no matter how we're told they're run and on what principles they're run, are wonderful places to live. That don't have rampant inflation, where you're not going to get raped.
Excuse me.
What is that?
All right, we're now live on Spaces at Real Alex Jones. We'll put it on screen. And the sizable audience here, let's scroll down, please. So, again, when you go to Real Alex Jones on X, you can find the live link right there. And you can join us there in your comments and questions and statements, live, unfiltered. We'll be on air coming up a little bit into the next hour while I cover news. And then the icon, the man that saw tomorrow's news decades ago, G. Edward Griffin, will be joining us coming up here today. But we're live now on Spaces, on X. And what I wanted to do was show the front page of Real Alex Jones so that I could show them the Spaces post so that I could read the headline that was there for them. There it is. So, this just went live seconds ago. Alex Jones and G. Edward Griffin discuss breaking world events with you. And it just went up seconds ago. Please take that if you're on X. Please repost it. Because that's how we reach more people that don't know what's going on, but whose minds and hearts and souls are ready to receive the truth now. It's an info war. And we should use every day we're on X and not take it for granted to reach new people. Will us hosting this X save the world? No. But will us standing up together over time do it? Absolutely. All right, let's go to another Tucker clip here. This is Tucker at the World Government Summit in Dubai, partly sponsored by the WEF, in their face exposing their entire agenda. Tucker says that the United States, people that run it, are evil for not demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. And he goes on to say, it's wrong what's happening in Ukraine. They know Russia's already won. Elon Musk was on with Senator Johnson about this. And it's time to admit this. It's time to get this out in the open. Here's Tucker.
How on earth the United States of America is vetoing the stoppage of fire? How a country would veto not to continue war? How somebody is against stopping a war?
The United States is, for this moment, is the most powerful country in the history of the world. So if you were to frame this in terms we're all familiar with, which are the most basic terms, the terms of the family, the United States would be dad, it would be the father. And the father's sacred obligation is to protect his family and to restore peace within his walls. So if I come home, I have four children, if I come home from work and two of my kids are fighting, what's the first thing I do? Even before I assess why they're fighting, before I gather the facts and know what's happening.
I stop the fight.
I stop fighting.
Yes.
So if I come home and I have two kids fighting and I say, go, go, beat the crap out of them, I am evil. Because I've violated the most basic duty of fatherhood, which is to bring peace. Because I have the power. I'm the only one who can bring peace. And so if you see a nation with awesome power abetting war for its own sake, you have a leadership that has no moral authority, that is illegitimate. And I mean that, too. I'm not even referring to any specific region or conflict. I mean generally. And I'm deeply offended by that. Deeply. And it's something that I try to express, and I'm often called a traitor for saying that. It's the opposite. I say that because I believe in the United States. I think it's a moral. It has been a morally superior country. And if we allow our leaders to use our power to spread destruction for its own sake, that is shameful. It's a binary, okay? It's a black and white. It's a zero and a one. You are either creating or you're destroying. You're improving or you're degrading. And that's how you know whether something is good or bad, whether it's virtuous or evil. If you just judge the fruits, by its fruits you will know it. And I'm very distressed and concerned that we are entering an era where this awesome force for good is instead being used for evil.
Tucker in person is as smart as you see on TV, or even smarter. He's great. He admits he was naive. He projected his own goodness for decades on the system. And he's personally apologized to me on air and off air. It's not about him apologizing to me, but and apologized to you, saying I was naive. He's not naive now. He says that in the speech at the World Government Forum. And he says the social contract's broken. The system's at war with us. We have to be the adults in the room. We have to stop this. This is just common sense. This is the return of male energy that's not evil trying to destroy you. This is the return of the Jedi. And it's happening, and it's beautiful, and it's powerful. And Elon Musk had Senator Johnson on with him on a Spaces that reached millions and millions yesterday. And they talked about the war needs to end in Ukraine. It's a fraud. They know they've lost. It's evil. Our government's doing it. It's Elon Musk with a U.S. senator saying it. We're so close to stopping this attempt at World War III. That's coming up. We're going to go to break, join some stations that carry the second, third, and fourth hour. And then we're also on Spaces on X at Real Alex Jones. That's coming up. Please remember, I'm not funded by billionaires and globalists and George Soros or taxpayer money like NPR. I'm funded by you. And so I sell you products that really work, so you love them and order them again. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the strongest, best turmeric in the world. No one else puts out 95% curcuminoid. Most turmeric is 4 to 5%. That's raw turmeric. The top brands out there are 50% on average. There's a few that are 75%. We pay extra, but still give you a great deal on it, for the ultimate turmeric, the anti-inflammatory power, the anti-cancer power, the antioxidant power, the pain-killing power, naturally and healthily of bodies, is incredible. It's been sold out for 4 or 5 months. It's back in stock for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Also in stock, but about to sell out, Next Level Foundational Energy. Highest quality organic methyl folate, the breakdown of folic acid, the energy of cells with a bunch of other key compounds that accelerate it. You want clean energy with no letdown? Nothing else is like this. It's the holy grail of clean focused energy. InfoWarsStore.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, about to sell out on the first run of this product that's now a hit. And there's other great products like Nitric Boost on sale right now. Cleans out your blood, cleans out all the garbage, the spike proteins, all of it. It is 40% off Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Please spread the word however you're watching.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.